We're wrapping up our features today on AFSC's Women in Ag Award recipients for the year. And today, we're stopping in St. Vincent for a chat with Lynn Dargy, the founder and CEO of the app FarmBucks. She grew up on her family's farm in northeastern Alberta with her parents and four sisters, later going to Olds College, where she studied ag production and management. And following a family tragedy in 2007, she actually took over the farm at the age of 21. She was featured in a documentary called Picture a Farmer 2019, which looks at women's roles on the farm and how they've changed over the years. And according to the person who nominated her for the Women in Ag Award, Lynn does it all, checking crops, running the combine, driving semis, filing paperwork, working on her FarmBucks app, and feeding the kids. Dargy says she's incredibly grateful for the awards, but that's not why she does what she does. That being said, she says it's an honor to be recognized in the industry. Now, we asked her about life on the farm with her four sisters as she was growing up, when the only guy in the house was their dad.
Without any boys on the farm, we filled in any position that needed to be filled, and we were involved in every aspect, anything from picking rocks to running machinery and planting seed in the ground. So when it came time to facing some challenges, we just would have to figure out how to do it and be a little more creative because, you know, either physical strength wasn't there or, I mean, we didn't even have cell phones back in the day. So you had to think for yourself. And that's what I think really helped me get to where I am today.
If you looked back now with all that, would you change anything that happened while you were growing up? Or, you know, it's made you into the person that you are today?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't change a thing. I mean, our parents always spoke highly of agriculture, for one, and that was encouragement to continue in the field later on in life. But like I said, thinking for ourselves and believing in ourselves and having that confidence to do anything that we put our minds to really led me to where I am.
Where did you grow up? Were you always around St. Vincent?
Yeah, exactly. I grew up on the family farm here just northeast of St. Paul. We ran a feedlot and grain operation, and today I shut the feedlot down lately and I'm always pivoting, but I still run the grain farm and I have my app FarmBucks.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I know you and I spoke a long time ago. I think you had just either launched FarmBucks or you had won an award for FarmBucks. But let's kind of go back in history a little bit. When did you first come up with the idea for FarmBucks? What is FarmBucks? And how can people get involved in it?
Well, it started back in 2017, 2018, and it was derived out of my own frustrations with the industry and not being able to find grain prices easily. And I realized that I would miss out on opportunities just from simply my own bad habits of just checking, you know, one grain company's website, for instance, not realizing that perhaps my price target that I was looking for had hit elsewhere. And it was simply because I didn't have enough time in the day to track and follow everyone. So I developed FarmBucks, essentially like an Expedia for grain prices, where a farmer can go and we aggregate all the bids into one place and put them side by side. So when you decide you want to sell something, it is easy to go to, find who's offering what, where, and make those calls and sell grain. You know, we got to do it quickly because the prices are changing day to day. So that was the mission behind it. And here we are, what, 4 years later, and it's doing really good. We've grown and we're getting more uptake on the buyer end, on the farmer end, and it's essentially selling itself.
That's one thing that I was going to ask you, whether or not it's been the success that you were hoping for or even more so.
Oh, yeah, more so, because now there's other opportunities coming up from this to collaborate with other industry partners, whether that be a farm management platform, and using the data now that we have to kind of empower future marketing decisions.
I don't want to infringe on anything if you've got anything under wraps at this point, but do you have any other inventions or things that you're working on right now?
Well, we're always working on lots, especially on the FarmBucks front. There's lots of moving parts there, which is always fun and exciting. So just stay tuned and you'll see what happens next.
Given the fact that it was a Women in Ag Award, how are you feeling about the state of women in agriculture these days? Not maybe not just in Alberta, but in general.
Yeah, in general, I think we're getting, I don't know if it's stronger, maybe that's not the right word, but our voices are being heard a lot better these days than in the past. which is encouraging. And I think we just need to keep talking about it to, you know, inspire the next generation that's coming up, and whether that be male and female alike, but to pursue whatever they want to do and not be discouraged by perhaps being dismissed in certain ways or whatever it may be.
Did that ever happen to you along the way? Were there any doubters, and did you ever, you know, doubt yourself as a result, or did you just say, you know what, this is just going to encourage me to try even harder?
Oh yeah, no, there's definitely the doubters out there and people that will dismiss you. And I don't take offense to it. I just say, okay, well, it's your loss and I'll keep pushing forward. I use that as motivation, no doubt. But like I said, there is a lot more acceptance, I would say, but there's still some work to be done.
When you started farming with your family, when you were that age, do you have any messages for girls those age if they're thinking about a career in agriculture?
Yeah, well, I would say just go for it. Whatever you put your mind to, I mean, put your head down, do the work, and don't be afraid to really go after whatever it is your dreams are or your ambitions are.
That's Lynn Dargy of St. Vincent, one of AFSC's Women in Ag Award recipients. By the way, if you're interested in finding out more about FarmBucks, head to their website, farmbucks.com. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.